Hi, Vanya.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. I'm okay.
It's been a little time again.
I know.
We had a little forced time off again. This time more on your side, though.
That's true.
Things are certainly still happening here.
How have you been? I've been really good. You know, like busy, but really good. It's the end of the year. This is the last week of school for our kids. So it's like so many events and like lots of fun things, but also just like really intense. I directed the fourth grade musical, and it ended up being so great. I was definitely super stressy pantsed over it, but they really pulled it off in the end, because it's a lot of kids who don't necessarily, they're not like you and I, you know, who were
right.
Like, we live and breathe theater. So,
yeah.
But in the end, everybody pulled it together and it worked really well. So kind of crazy thing happened though. One of the parts that, it was probably the biggest solo part. It's this character, it's Snow White, but it's like, the play is called Geology Rocks. And maybe some of you out there have done the play, because apparently it's been around for like 30 years and it's been going, you know, making its way through elementary schools for that long. Anyways, it's about geology, Professor Rock, the geology teacher is missing. And so these students go on this journey and they meet the volcanoes who have a song, the mountains, the rocks, these ferns, these shady little ferns. and then anyways, at one point, the ferns are like, you know, you should probably talk to those miners that live in the mountains. And they're like, what? And then Snow White comes in and she's like, hello. And she sings this, like, it's actually, when I first read the script, I hated it. But at the end, I really loved it. I ended up finding puppets, like seven, because there's the seven little dwarves are in it as well. She sings about the seven dwarves. And I will send you a video of Amelia if I haven't, my daughter, yet. But I did not cast my daughter in it because, you know, it's, I mean, not to be, but I can't, as director, I can't be like, I'm giving my daughter the biggest role. I'm not doing that. So
right.
I did not cast her in it. I cast another girl who was like super theater person. And she did a great job. She had a great voice. I just wanted somebody to be on key because it's kind of scary. You have to be by yourself. You sing by yourself. It's kind of like, you know,
yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot for a 9 or 10-year-old. That's how old these kids are. Anyways, this poor sweet kid was having like couldn't sleep, was waking up in cold sweats. She was so nervous about doing this part, which is, I don't know what happened. I was apparently like, she was afraid of, because our school goes up to sixth grade, and I don't know, she didn't want to do it in front of the big older kids. She was really nervous. And so I was like, well, because they're our neighbors. So I was like, just come over. I had her mom and dad and her the family come over. I was just see the costume, because I got an amazing costume. And it even had like, it was just so perfect. Because you know I'm a costume designer too. So I really like went all out. And she tried it on and I could see her being like kind of like almost crying. And I'm like, okay, what the heck, I still don't know what exactly her issue was, but the mom was like, well, Amelia, do you want to try the costume on? And so anyways, they switched roles. So the role that my daughter was doing is a really fun role, where it's kind of like those 60s like sort of soul sister songs. And so it's the earth, the inner core, the outer core, you know, and it's called I Am Deep, and it's really like a fun, anyways, they had great costumes. She loved her part, her new part. Amelia freaking killed it. I was so proud of her, you know, because I was like, I also just don't want parents to be like, what, why? But she did such a good job that there was no thought that, like, it wasn't like she was like just shitty, you know, and I was like, she's my kid,
right.
So I'm putting her in, she deserves it. No, she did such a good job. And at one point the set fell,
yeah,
and I sent that to you.
Yeah.
And she's so cute. It's like, the show must go on, you know. She kept singing. She just kind of looked back like, oh, because I was trying to give her, not line readings, but at this point when they're really little, if they don't have a lot of experience, not, they really, like, acting is hard to explain to them. It's like, just pretend to be that character.
Sure.
Which she could do when she was doing the talking part, but then when she was singing, I love you so much, someday if you listen, I'm sorry, but she's kind of like dead-faced, because she's really concentrating on getting every single, like, note right. She did a great job. Anyways, besides that, you know, end of year things, and actually tonight Amelia's getting, I mean, I'm like, I'm so bragging about my daughter, but she's getting an award, like student of the year at the district office. And I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, I honestly didn't, I mean, this sounds horrible, but I emailed back. I'm like, are you sure? Because I didn't want to show up and be like, Oh, shoot, we met someone else. Because she's pretty average with grades, but she's super, like, very kind. And so I think that they're rewarding that, I guess, more so than just academic. So anywho, that's where I'm at. And I'm just trying to hold on to everything and get through this and work 40 hours a week as well.
Yeah, you know? Sure. Well, that's great. That's so wonderful. Congratulations to Amelia.
Yeah, I know. It's so great. But I've been dying to, like, I've been wanting to ask you more questions because I know stuff is going on with you. But I'm like, you would tell me if it was, like, really dire, right? Like, you would call me, right? Or
yeah,
would not just save it for this moment.
I wouldn't save life or death information. But
okay.
Things have been, I don't know. It's been rough. It's been rough around here. I'm still sleeping on my couch.
Oh.
My goal was last Tuesday, because that was a week after the second treatment. And the second treatment went really well. I think I said that already, that like they were like, we don't see any signs of anything. It seems great. I was like, awesome. I'll give it 1 week then, and I'll sleep in my room on Tuesday. I was seeing a show that night, and I was like, that's great. I'll go to the theater. I'll come back. I'll sleep in my bed. Well, I recorded with my other podcast partner, and saw like 4 or 5 creatures.
Huh.
And yeah. And you know, I'm not an expert. But they don't look good. They're all like trapped in tape.
Oh yeah.
And I had one in a little baggie. And
wow.
The one in the little baggie lived for a couple of days and then died. So even that felt like maybe a good sign.
Yeah.
Cause like, you know, it was a week later. They're still dying, like they're still getting the poison, they're still slowly dying. But it was a really dark day. Like I was really sad because I had thought to myself, like, Tuesday's the day, I'll sleep in my bed, it won't all be perfect, but I'll be on the road. And then like it just hit me so hard of like, oh, this is still happening.
It's
and I got
worst.
Really down. Ugh. About like, what if I can't, what if they're somewhere else? Like, what if they're in another apartment and they're coming here and I can't fix it? Like I can't control anything else. And it has gotten better. I will say that I've been in my room. I was in my room like for 5 hours yesterday recording and then editing a different podcast. And at the very end, I saw one. And I don't know that it is that, but it didn't look great. And then even just now, I saw one something. And now this one looked much more like maybe it was just a baby cockroach.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to tell things apart. So the idea was they were probably going to come back and spray this week, but they haven't. And it's been kind of a sticking point because obviously I want to do whatever I need to do to get the situation under control. But I'm not packing up my whole apartment again. Like the living room is back to looking like a living room. I'm not going to make my roommates pack things up when it's not in their space. So I have to get them to come and just do my room. And I've had such a hard time with this company. Like I've had like thoughts of like beyond bad yelping them. I'm just like, not because I don't know what to do to be like, I just need you to come to my room. So I've been trying to be proactive and do stuff on my own. We're still having issues with like water coming through the ceiling in my roommate's room that's been ongoing for so long. It's just really frustrating and it's so hard getting anything done. And then listen to this bullshit.
Oh no.
So I have had issues, and once again, I think I talked about this last time, and it doesn't reflect great on me. Part of it's about me needing to be more proactive and taking more responsibility for things in my life. But I had received a notice. Did I talk about this? That like last December, I got a rent stub that said I owed 2 months. Yeah. So it happened again this last month when I was in the midst of dealing with all of this chaos. So I didn't like, it didn't even register in my mind at first. Like I didn't even really think about it. And then eventually had to reach out to be like, hey, I'm not trying to rent strike. I just need to figure out what's happening because now twice a check has not gone through and I don't know what's happening. So I went into my bank. It literally was just a random branch. I was downtown. I was meeting a friend. I was like, oh, I have like an hour. I'm just going to go in and just be like, what can you show me? Like, can you print out these checks? Can you show me where they're being cashed or what's happening? The very first one that she printed out and showed to me Vanya, the amount of like gaslighting I was doing to myself of like, now why on that month did I make my rent check out to that person's name instead of the company?
What?
So twice in the last 6 months, my checks have been intercepted and forged. They've been altered and someone has cashed them. It's happened twice, two different names, two different locations. The bank immediately like started an investigation where I had to fill out these forms. I did send in pictures because thankfully I have like the carbon copy of my checks that show that I,
yeah,
this is not the check that I wrote. I made the check out to this and this got cashed instead.
Oh my God.
I just got a thing from the bank being like, we're not investigating this further because you haven't given us any more evidence, to which I'm like, I did. Like, I sent in pictures. I don't know that they ever got to the right person. So I have to go back to the bank, like, with the checkbook to be like, hi, this is the evidence. So hopefully it'll be taken care of. The person I dealt with the first day was very helpful and very, like, kind. And so I don't know why this didn't get followed up. But it's just that, like, one more thing where I'm like, what? Why is this happening? And
so wait, is someone at the office must be intercepting them?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I don't know.
Is it that has I, to I'm be, like, because you're dropping right. your things off into a postal in like one of those things. Like, nobody can get that. Like, that's yeah. crazy. Because and
nuts.
It's back that it happened twice. It's definitely someone in that office.
It feels like it has to be. It feels like it has to be. So
I mean, the signs
I'm just also
are
dealing with that.
Pointing for you to move out, because I know it's not a good time to move, but like with all of this crap, this place sucks.
And that's all that I can think is like, is the universe to, but like, I don't want to move out.
I know.
Love my apartment. I love where I am. I have a really good, like, I just, it's so frustrating. And like, even talking with my roommate who's dealing with the water damage, like, he was saying the same thing. He's like, I don't want to move out, but I feel like at what point do we not deal with this anymore? And I'm in that same place where I'm just like,
yeah,
I don't want to move out of my apartment. I in general love my apartment, but I don't know how to, I don't know how much longer to deal with like thing after thing after thing of just like, and here's another problem with your apartment. Here's another problem.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating and it's so disheartening and it's so depressing and it's just so hard when it's your home. It's my home. Like, it's where I live. And I don't know. It's been really rough. And I don't want to just like be depressing and be depressed, but I don't know. I'm really depressed right now. I'm just really in a state of just not knowing what to do.
That's hard.
So there you go. I have happy things to talk about too that we can get to. But yeah, that's sort of where that's where I've been the last little bit. So
that's crazy. Oh my gosh. Well, you're healthy. You're okay.
Yeah,
that's good. But I understand all that stuff, and it is those weird moments in your life where you're like. And then maybe you do make a decision to go, or maybe something presents itself where you're a place for you to be where you should, you know what I mean? Like, and you'll think back on this and it won't even be stressful to think on someday, maybe, yeah. But
here's hoping. And I don't want to be passive about it. I don't want to be like, well, I'll let the universe guide me.
Right.
Like, I am trying to work on things. I am trying to get things done. It just, I don't know. It's just really hard. And just another obstacle. It just feels like it's another obstacle and another obstacle.
Yeah. Did you talk to anyone at the management office?
I haven't talked to anyone in the management office directly. I've left messages and I've communicated through email. I need to get in touch with them again because my last check did go through, the double one, like went through really quickly.
Uh-huh.
So I waited to send the new one until that went through because I didn't want to make a check out for four. Because of course the newest one said I owed for 3 months worth of rent.
Uh-oh.
So I had to wait for the 2 month to go through and then send in the 1 month. So
I would call
anyway.
311. And like, you know, see about who you're supposed to, what you're supposed to do. Like, I don't think call 911, but maybe, I don't know, because there's definitely something fraudulent happening. And if you're trying to call the management company, whoever that person who's intercepting the checks could very well be the person who's answering the phone.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Just saying, call the cops. This does not seem like, this seems shit. Anyways, I love you. I know it's going to be okay. I'm hugging you right now.
Thank you. And I am trying to live in that headspace of like, it's not forever. It's not. And I intellectually know that it's not forever, but just emotionally, it feels like
yeah.
this is just life now. Like, this is
well,
just
bullshit.
How life goes.
No.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. I will say that, you know, it hasn't all been bad. There are, so I can get right into some of the things I'm digging these days.
Give me something. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I got to go and see Laura Benanti's, it's not really a one woman show, but it's kind of a one woman show that she's doing off Broadway now. And ooh, it was just incredible. It's called Nobody Cares. And it's just sort of her talking about her life and her career and her kids and her family. And she's just so funny, and she's doing it for Audible, so it will be something that eventually people can listen to.
Cool.
And they did videotape it as well. I don't know if it'll be something that's released, because of course she's so good physically, like her physicality and her comedic timing, and just I mean, even like the New York Times, I think it was, wrote a thing about like, it's great that it's going to be on Audible, but the fact is like Laura Benanti can do more with like one slight look to the side than most actors can do with an entire monologue, and it's
really
so true that she's just yeah, she's just so like funny. So that was really, really great. I've been seeing a ton of theater. I've been definitely spending too much money on theater, but it's where I go. It's where I go to heal.
Yeah.
And I saw a really amazing play that I sort of went into a little bit arms crossed, which is maybe silly because it's the most Tony nominated play of all time. It's called Stereophonic.
Oh.
And it was the reason why I went in a little bit like skeptical is because while it is the most nominated play of all time, I'd also like read whole threads about like, why is this play so popular? Nothing really happens in it. Like, what am I missing? And listen, I kind of get it. Like, it's just sort of seven people having conversations for over 3 hours. Like, intermission comes 2 hours into the show. Yeah, it's four acts. The first two acts are 2 hours. Yeah. The second two acts are much shorter. They're like about an hour and 15 minutes altogether. So the second half, though I will say it's the second half that I do have moments that feel a little bit draggy. I just think because we've had enough philosophical conversations at that point.
Right.
But it's fascinating. It's sort of a Fleetwood Mac-esque band that's recording an album. And it's just them in a recording studio as it sort of like goes through the time that they're spending trying to put this album together and their fights and their romances and their makeups and their breakups.
Fun.
I loved it so much. I just thought it was incredibly well done, incredibly well acted. I feel sort of badly. I wish that I had a thing in front of me that I could look up this actress's name. It's almost everyone's Broadway debut. Of the seven actors, it's six Broadway debuts.
Wow.
And it's really fantastic. So I really was deeply moved by that. I also feel like I talk about this series every time it comes back. I understand I'm never going to get you to watch it. It's totally fine. I was like texting with other friends, like I get that no one's going to start watching this because it's a very specific, but Evil's back. Evil is back for its final season. And I just love it so much. I just think it's so much fun. It's so weird and so like scary, but like odd and interesting. And I just am a really, really big fan. So if just anyone that isn't sure, anyone, once again, I know you don't like scary stuff. So I would never in a million years be like,
I know I'm a sensitive little Sally.
Yeah. Vanya, check it out. You would not like it. You would not enjoy this because there literally is a moment in every single episode where like my blood runs cold.
Oh,
where I'm
God.
Just like, oh, that's, I don't like it. But it's so good. It's just really well done. And I'm a big fan. So that's sort of a smattering of the things that I've been digging lately. How about you? Anything that you're particularly digging these days?
You know, it's, as per usual, I'm a busy, busy body, but I have started the second season of Hacks and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's so great. And I just watched the episode where, well, I don't want to give anything away, but her daughter roasts her and I was really nervous, but everything, it's like the first, well, I'm giving it away, a little bit of a win and for that character, because good Lord, every time we saw her last season, it was, or whatever, it's just so depressing. So I was very thrilled with that moment. And I just like the tone. I like everything that it's just a fun dive into an older female's, very famous female's life. And as funny as it is and as outlandish as it is, it's still like rooted in real stuff. And I really love that.
For sure. Yeah. For the record, I think you said, because it's season three.
Three. That's right. Thank you. I was thinking,
I finished the whole season. I will spoil nothing other than to say it's very satisfying.
Oh, good.
It's just so well crafted. I just think they do such a good job. There's an episode in the middle that, once again, this doesn't spoil anything, that they end up going on a hike. And it was funny listening to like their commentary on it when the episode is over, because it was written post the rest of the season. Like, they were like, we have one more episode. What should we do? So it's just sort of this episode they gave to them. And it's so good. It just works so well. And I just love that the two of them together are so much fun to watch. Like, you can tell that they enjoy working with each other. And yeah, I'm a big fan of, I think they did a really, it's sort of that thing where I then get into that territory of like, can anyone else win best actress in a comedy while Jean Smart is doing not. I just think that it's gonna be hers as long as they do this show. It's gonna be hers because she's so amazing. Good. Yeah, yeah. Fantastic.
Agreed.
Yeah, I love it too.
I love it.
I almost don't know what to bring up about Could Do Without because it just feels like too much.
We know what you could do without, basically.
Yeah, and I guess that the thing that I would add, and that I was sort of, because I don't want to self-flagellate with it. I don't want to be like, y'all doing things wrong. But I guess that there is part of me that just, I just know that I have to be more proactive in my life. I know that I have to take more responsibility. I know that I have to step up. I could do without the obstacles that I feel like get in the way, but maybe I have to look at them as the challenges that show me how. I don't know.
Right. I think that's, you know, and maybe those challenges are going to take you to the path where you need to be. Like, maybe, I mean, you know, not to be woo-woo, but to be woo-woo is like, maybe the universe is like, you need to be at this place, please. I'm going to keep throwing things at you until you get to that spot.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. So I am trying, universe. Listen to me. I'm trying.
And just trust your instincts trust your instincts. And you have support. I don't know anything I could do. If you need to, like, come and stay with me for a little bit while you put stuff in storage. I'm just kidding, but I'm just saying. If you need any, there's so many options for you, really, truly. You are free. You do not have children. I'm just saying you're a lucky person. I mean, listen, I'm happy. I didn't mean to say I'm not happy that I have kids, but you know, not as shackled down as I am. Yes.
How about you? Anything you could do without in particular these days?
Well, my cute little one lost a tooth, so gross, but has now one lost front tooth and one long other tooth that's wiggly, so gross. But he's just the cutest, thank God. But he has not been able to sleep because my daughter, which I'm like, how is this scary, showed him an episode of The Simpsons, apparently it was, and he can't even talk about what scared him in the episode. He just starts shaking, like it scared him that bad. I still haven't been able to get it out of him. And I'm like, I was talking to my daughter. I'm like, what was it? Which one? And she hasn't been able to like tell me either. But I'm like, I mean, because I haven't seen him this scared before. Whatever it was like really, it sparked his imagination, which just scared, you know, made him more scared. So that's so not fun. And then the other thing I could do without is I feel like everyone is losing their jobs right now. It feels like a weird, crazy time in the world. Like, not just the entertainment industry. It's like, I don't know, like NASA, JBL laid people off. Like, I mean, every single company is laying people off. And I don't know if it's because of AI, but oftentimes these big companies is because of the shareholders who need to make more money. And I'm like, yo, this is scaring me because I feel like if there are not jobs for people, there's going to be some full out, I don't know, bad times ahead. And I'm really hoping for not. I mean, that's why I'm trying to stay positive. But it does. I don't know. It seems pretty dire. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, and I guess they've said this about generations past. It does just feel like such weird times. Because you know what? If, not to pile on, not to now go back to the negative place. But like I was listening to this NPR thing where they were interviewing, I think it was like 12 people from 7 different legit like swing states, that it's like the 7 states in which the last election was decided by less than 3% is, I guess, how they define that. And they were asking one person like, well, who do you trust more with the economy? And the person is like, well, I probably trust Donald Trump more with the economy because even though he's run a couple of businesses into the ground, it just seems like he's more of a businessman and we need to run our government like a business.
Ew.
And I'm like, nothing you just said has anything to do with the economy. Like, literally, first of all, presidents don't control the economy really at all. Second of all, you just said that he's a bad businessman. And I'm not trying to, like, get on that whole, but I just could do without, I just feel like people don't have any, there's no, like, logic behind it. Mm-mm. There's no, like, well, this makes sense. And it's weird times that we're living in.
And I'm not
right
sure
now.
If it's just because I'm older and responsible for more things that I'm, like, feeling it more, maybe. But I do feel like 2008 was the last really bad time, you know, where...
Yeah, that's true.
Where things went down, but, you know, I just gotta love your neighbors and love yourself and love your family and try and do the best you can. That's... But otherwise, yeah, shit, man.
And then, you know, we haven't been together in a while, so we haven't really been able to talk about So You Think You Can Dance, which, of course, is over now.
Yeah, we haven't talked... Oh, wow, yeah.
And I guess we did the second to last episode. We just didn't ever talk about the finale. And, mm-hmm. you know, for those that didn't... Well, I mean, it kind of went the way that it sort of had to go.
Yeah.
And it was nice. I mean, like, what I liked about the finale is that it felt like an episode of So You Think You Can Dance. We've exactly. kind of talked about how, right, this whole season has not felt like the show that we know and love. It's felt like mm-hmm. this whole different show that is fine, but isn't really what I want to be watching. But I enjoyed the finale. I thought everyone did a great job. I enjoyed all the performances. It was fun seeing some of them come back. And it just, I mean, I feel like it just kind of had to be Anthony, right? Like, there kind of wasn't really a good spoiler, I suppose, though that it was over a few weeks ago. And he is fantastic, and I can see him having quite the career and going on and doing a lot of great things. So exciting to see what he will do.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you, though. When the group number happened with everybody, I was like, ah, oh, thank God I wanted
it. The group number and then the pairings, like the fact that we got to see them like do these pairings. And I'm like, this is the show. Like, why?
Exactly.
Why are we complicating this so much? And why is it? Because it feels like it must be about money. So, like, is it less expensive to film them hanging out at a house talking about, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me, where I'm like, no, this is, we know the formula. Like, let's do, this is how it's supposed to be. They're supposed to be in groups and pairings and dancing different styles. So, you know.
Hopefully they'll go back to the original formula.
Hopefully we're back next season, and hopefully it's more like the show that we know and love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is a little bit shorter. We both have things that we need to get to doing, but I just wanted to have at least a moment to like sort of connect and talk to you. Yeah. I don't like it when we don't talk.
I know. I like that we have this every week. So we'll get back onto it.
Yeah, we'll be back onto it. And hopefully, you know, I'll keep everyone posted. Everyone send me happy. I keep looking around like I'm going to see something, and I will say that I haven't seen anything. So I don't know. My entire floor is covered with powder. That's fine.
You got this. I love you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I guess the only random thing that I have is that I'm seeing a show tonight called Illinois, and it's a show that I did not know existed until it was nominated for Best Musical at the Tony Awards.
Whoa.
So it's based on an album I've never heard of by an artist I've never heard of, and it's gotten some good reviews. It's a dance show, so I'm a little bit like, I like dancing, but I don't love a dance show. So we'll see how it goes. But that's my random thing tonight. I'm going to go see a show that I didn't know existed a couple weeks ago.
Well, my random thing is I took the kids to go see If in the theater, and I sobbed. Yeah. Anyone who's seen it, it's like, you know, but part of it takes place in Coney Island, and I was talking about Coney Island with my kids, and one thing led to another because I had done a photo shoot with Mike for one of the cover of his albums, and it's a great, I mean, I'm proud of it. You know, I think it looks really nice, and I'm impressed we pulled it off, to be honest with you. But I was telling Amelia about... Yeah, I was telling her, I was like, honey, I did this photo shoot, and she goes like, wait, Mike has an album? I'm like, yeah, he has a few. So my random thing is this weekend we're going to start listening to your albums with the kids.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm excited.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and that's another thing. And like, I just need to get it up. I need to get that one in particular that's been done for so long, and I got remastered, and I have the artwork, and I still haven't posted it, and it's not an excuse, but part of it's that I just don't have any time. Like, I don't have any time to like sit at my computer and do it, but I need to just do it. But thank you for sharing my music with your children. I love them so.
I'm excited. It's gonna be great.
Awesome. Thank you.
I love
that
you,
makes
Mike.
Me feel happy. I love you as well, and we'll be back next week.
Yep.
And we'll talk more, and oh yeah,
I'm gonna help
thank
you
all
make
for
a plan.
Listening. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to monitor it because it keeps like flipping in and out and keeps asking me like if I want to use the device. I'm like, yeah, I want to use the device.
Yeah, I do. It's plugged in, motherfucker.